ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to The Fringe of It,
episode number 17.
We are in Rivington Street, or Redchurch Street, as I nearly went to.
I know, I had to direct Charlotte back because we got very close. We were getting the tube and I pulled her onto a bus and you were like, Redchurch! I was like, no, we're going to Rivington Street.
Well, because normally I am the directions person because Liv was doing it and I had a suitcase and a bag and I was just kind of like...
It was like taking your nan around London. I was like, right, we're getting on a bus here. And you were like, oh, I've not got my card out.
It was really stressful. But anyway, we made it to Rivington Street and we are at Free People's pop-up shop. And for those of you that don't know Free People, well, one member of the audience is very well acquainted because she just bought a dress and got changed and now you're wearing it. So, yeah. But yeah, they just make beautiful clothes. That's all I've got to say.
Just gorgeous clothes, lots of floaty dresses, lots of linens.
We're going to talk about a bit more in the shopping.
Yeah, so. We won't divulge too much now. But yeah, they're very excited to be here. Different setup with an audience as well.
I like this. It's more profesh than like my house or your house.
I could definitely get used to having microphones in stores.
The candle smells amazing.
I feel really VIP with the candle.
I'm concerned I'm going to kick this table over there and set the place on fire, which is not funny.
That's a hazard. No, but I'm very excited. We've never done it with a live audience before, so if you are listening, well, which you hopefully should be, this is going to be different. We might have some chuckles. We've got someone shouting applause and laugh.
Signs like this.
Laugh. But yeah, shall we?
What have you been up to this week?
God, do you know what? Normally when we do this, I have my diary in front of me. What have I been up to this week? I've had a bit of a quite a week, I think.
I know, that's what I'm thinking. I've been solo parenting.
Yeah, because Jack is away, so it's just been you and
June.
Yeah,
just me and June. So it's me and June night and day, day and night, night and day. No, it's great. It does make me appreciate single parents because that job must be so tough because you just want a little break in the day just to kind of stare at the wall. Like, honestly, just stare at the wall. Like, I don't want to do any, like, maybe Instagram stories scrolling, but even sometimes that's a bit much. So it does really make me appreciate all the work that single parents do because it's intense. So he's away. He works in the TV industry. I've probably talked about it before. So if anybody is a TV wife or husband, you have my sympathy because it's really great because there's no work for months. And I've got a nodder in the front row. There's no work for months. And then when the work does come, then they go away unless they're lucky enough to kind of live wherever it's being recorded. So basically, it's like feast or famine. which is great. So yeah, I've been solo parenting. So, but it's actually been really nice because we moved house.
It's your first time doing it in Lincoln as well.
Yeah, and we've got a garden. I'm obsessed with our garden.
Your garden is...
Oh. I feel like, did I say this last week? I feel like you're going around to like Barbara and Keith's house.
I think you called it Babs and Ken and Babs.
Yeah,
that
Ken
was
and
last
Babs'
week.
House. Yeah. It does feel like I'm living in my parents' house and just playing house.
It is such an adult, like real grown-up house. Yeah. But I love it. I feel like it's such a treat.
So we haven't been doing too much, but it's been nice just to kind of hang out with June, like walk around Lincoln. I also want to tell you what else I've been doing, but I'm saving that for Telly Talk.
No,
it's Telly Talk. We can't move on yet.
We can't move on. We must stay. I'm literally still trying to think about what I've been doing this week, and it's
nothing.
Been that unexciting that I just cannot think. I think I've been at home a lot of admin. I've Oh, I know what I've been doing. Joe just mouthed at me what we've been doing. We're watching a lot of football.
Oh, that has been the best bit about Jack being away.
That is one thing I've done. I went to the pub and watched the football.
Yeah, didn't you have like an England t-shirt on?
Well, that was Joe's England t-shirt. But I felt he was like, cute. If you're going to come to the pub, wear the t-shirt. And I felt really out of my depth. I did tweet this. But there's this music that started. And it's just, it's kind quite of loud, isn't it?
I was kind of talking through it and then I was like,
I know, I was just like, maybe that's why I couldn't think what I've been doing this week. I was like, is that my brain?
Are we in a nightclub?
I know, it makes the event sound a lot more lively than it is.
The one time we've hired professional sound as well, like I want it to sound good.
I know, the one time people are like, I can't really hear what you're saying. I'm like, no, we had everything. We really tried, Okay, I will continue with my football story. So I went to the pub and I realised I just do not know how to react at football things.
Oh my god, I think this because I see Jack and I've seen Joe via stories like really like passionate, like celebrating those goals.
Like people like there's a lot of passion in it and I just think I can't do that. I've not got the bravado to do that. It's quite challenging.
But how do you react when you see like a really nice dress? Like I'm like, oh my god.
I mean, I don't go woo. Like when I walked into here, there's a lot of nice dresses, but it wasn't fists and screaming.
Wait, that's a great dress.
It was more like, oh, isn't that nice? And I think I couldn't do that with a goal. I couldn't go, ooh.
So what happened when they scored a goal? What did you do?
I just kind of looked. I looked around and looked at other people. So I went, oh, like, good.
That's the worst reaction I've ever heard.
I thought I just didn't know what to do with myself. And then I tweeted about it. And I think a lot of people felt the same. It's quite a lot of pressure to react.
Did you get quite a lot of replies saying that?
Yeah, a lot of people are like, I'm in the pub, I don't know what to do. And then, like, when someone doesn't score, that's almost more challenging. Because you have to go, Joe was doing this. He was like going, unlucky. Oh, unlucky. And I've picked that up as well. So hopefully, on Sunday, when England play the next match,
I literally don't even know when they're playing.
I know every single game, because Joe seems to tell me there's three matches a day, and I'm learning every single
one. Well, I've been filling out Jack's wall chart, but what it is...
Well, that's a responsibility. You're so lucky to be given that.
He came back on Wednesday and was like, I hope you've been filling that wall chart out right. Lucky I've been filling out at all. The nerve.
Joe wouldn't trust me with his wall chart.
So, but what I've been doing is like, if anybody comes around to my house, I'm like, oh, do you know any scores? So it's been like a collective filling in.
There is Google.
No, but I'm not bothered. I'm just kind of like,
do you know of this thing called the football? Can you just tell me what's been going on with the score?
So people have been filling it out for me when they've come round. Anybody that knows a score, put it on the wall.
Next week I'll be like, all right.
I'm thrilled. Jack's away for 3 weeks. And how long's the World Cup? Like, three-ish weeks, Joe?
It's like having a live fact check.
I know. Imagine if Jack was here and was like, two and that didn't happen.
Oh, God.
So I'm thrilled that he's away, so no football for me.
And I feel like football's taking up quite a big segment of today's podcast.
Well, I think we should move it on to
Let's move swiftly on to Telly Talk, then.
Can I go?
Yeah.
I go? What have I been watching? So do you want to ask me?
Okay. What have you been watching, Shannon?
Oh my god, I have been watching Queer Eye.
There's clenched fists.
Oh my god, I just love the Fab Five. Does anybody watch Queer Eye in here? Okay, for anybody that doesn't watch Queer Eye that might be listening, it is an American TV show. It used to be called Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, like many years ago. But it's been remade, and I've written it down because I always forget Tan's name. So there's Bobby Caramo, I've put JVN, Jonathan, Tan, and Anthony. And they basically make people over, but in like all areas of their life. And I've spoken about it on the podcast before, but series two is back. And it came back because, you know, on Netflix, they kind of release all the episodes. So it came back on, like, midnight on Thursday, which I was asleep.
I feel like you'd have set an alarm for
that. No, because I'm solo parenting. I'm in bed. And then, like, all day Friday, like, June didn't even nap. Like, of all the days not to nap, I was
She knew.
And then I was trying to eke out, because there's only 8 episodes, and they're an hour long. But, oh, my God.
Have you watched them all?
This is like a religious experience for me.
I say that like it surprises me because I watch Love Island religion. I'm like, oh yeah, you can. People are capable of that.
Yeah, so I've been trying to watch 2 episodes a day so that it ekes out for as long as possible. But the first one was I don't know why I'm laughing. It was in a town called Gay, and there was like 86 people that lived there, and it was this this woman called Tammy, and they got everyone to call her Mama Tammy.
Oh.
And it was just really emotional. It got to the point, like, during the makeover, like, and I was ugly crying. I couldn't even see the telly. I was like, And like June was looking at me because like at this point I'd decided like if you're not going to sleep then we'll watch it together because she doesn't really know what cartoons
just
are.
Sit in front, like Matilda, like watch with your like.
Yeah, so she's kind of interested in TV, but like because we haven't introduced cartoons as a concept because. No.
Slippery slope. Yeah. Once you do it, there's no...
CBeebies is on 24/7. So she was kind of interested, and I was just, like, had her on my knee, and she was looking at me, like, concerned. I was just like...
Oh, that's really
And I was
sweet.
Like, Mummy's, like, happy crying. It's okay,
this
but...
This is fun. You do more of happy cries.
Yeah, but I've just had so many messages from people who said they haven't seen it before, and, like, it just makes them feel warm and fuzzy, and...
Oh, I'm just so excited.
Have you watched Series 1?
Yeah, not all of it. I'm really.
She pulls her face. It's
it's because I'm like a serial series starter.
Yeah, you are actually.
I'm really guilty of it, but I love Queer Eye though.
But now apparently somebody else said to me because I'm getting panicked. Are they going to commission it for another series?
Of course they are.
But that series was filmed at the same time as Series 1, so actually the series they're filming now is the Series 3. Don't know how true that is. Don't know if a follower just told me
they've
that.
All been very busy, which must mean there is more coming.
They're like, but they're everywhere now. I'm getting a bit upset. Like, I don't want to be.
It's like when
that...
a band gets popular. Like, no, I actually liked them before everyone.
I did like Kings of Leon before everyone else.
I know Charlotte will remind you if you speak to her about
every
Kings
time.
Of Leon, she knew them before everyone.
Before
here.
Sex on Fire.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I'd like to think we all knew them.
But yeah, I'm getting. I don't, you know, I'm really pleased with them. But like, they're on Vogue now, and like. Is it Gigi? Is that how we say it?
Yeah.
That Gigi Hadid is like trying to be mates with them, and then before you know it, they're friends with Taylor Swift, and then what's the one who makes the cookies? The supermodel?
Carly.
Yeah, Carly Kloss, they're going to be having like 4th of July parties together, and my hopes of being friends with them are just like the odds are being dashed hour by hour.
You've got to order it from the universe. Order a friendship.
I have. I've ordered, like, I've written it here. I've ordered, like, the universe be friends with Jonathan.
Have you? Have you written that?
No, but I'm just, like, I'm going to write it down.
Charlotte's very good at writing things down that she wants to achieve.
Yeah. So my...
good at it.
I think Jonathan would be my first choice, followed by Tan.
Anthony's, like...
Yeah, but Anthony, like, really, what is he bringing to the table, like, in terms of friendship?
Was that a purposeful pun? Like, what is he bringing to the table? Well, I can tell you what he's bringing to the table.
Well, he's
going to
bring, like, guacamole. And what, like, on the second episode, he took somebody round, like, Whole Foods and then packed a picnic basket. There was no cooking.
It's like Nigella when she did her, like, avocado on toast and people got really uptight about that. Like, it's not a recipe!
Yeah, I mean, I love him, but, I mean, he doesn't, like, heat anything above 50 degrees, like, it's not cooking. I love him.
I can't make a salad, so I really respect that, because things that you can't cook are things that I can't do. Does that make sense?
Oh, you've told me about this before. What do you mean you can't make
a salad? I can't do a good salad. Like, if I have to cook a salad for like a barbecue, it'll be like lettuce, leaves, tomato,
right,
cucumber.
Right. Do you know what you should do with a salad?
You've gone wrong.
Banish the leaves.
Oh.
Does anybody else do this? Like, if you just get rid of the leaves, because they're just asking for dressing...
Yeah.
Whereas
because Joe and I cooked, that's what we did this week. Joe and I had a salad, which is more exciting than it sounds, I promise.
Everyone wanted to come to a live podcast recording. Little did they know how dull it was going to be.
Just as I did, I made a salad, but we never have salads because I just didn't think Joe liked them. And it was the first salad he had, and I had to really like do it. And I put chorizo and halloumi. But
okay,
again,
so you. That's not salad.
Is it not? But with leaves.
Sorry, Joe's at the back telling me to be quiet.
I need salad advice.
Right, well, honestly, what you need to do is just scrap the leaves.
Okay.
Unless it's like a butter... Is it like butter lettuce they call it?
I use spinach.
Yeah, well, already, like, that's a bit dry. It's a bit squeaky. It might have a bit... Like, unless... Like, get rid of that and then chop all your other things up really small so you can get, like, cucumber, peppers, avocado.
But then it feels like it's never-ending when you're eating it and no one wants to be eating a salad for that long.
Okay, I feel like this conversation's never-ending.
Let's, like, the salad. Let's take this to the Facebook group. If anyone's got any great salad recipes, I'd really love to hear them.
That aren't just chorizo and halloumi base.
Yeah, that was all I had left in the fridge.
Well, sorry, so there was lettuce, chorizo, halloumi.
I mean, that's a great selection of things to be left in the fridge. But maybe red onion... tomato, panicking now.
Okay, let's move it on.
Don't
okay,
judge
me. I have finished my Love Island, my Queer Eye section.
Let's move on to Love Island. Who watches Love Island here? Oh, it's quite a good show of hands. I only saw one hand initially. I was a bit panicked. I was like, well, this, God.
So I'm going to be honest, I've not watched any more.
Well, you said I could have my 60 seconds each week talking about Love Island. I won't do any more because I know it's quite a divisive
program. Okay, hang
on,
hang on. Stopwatch. Ready, steady, go.
Okay, the notebook's open. So first things first, I'm so angry at Adam. I feel like he is just... I can't understand the appeal. I can't understand why girls are falling at his feet. That makes me really cross.
What's he been doing? He's been manipulating people.
So where he was with messing around Kendall, he's mucked around Rosie, and now he's started like moving on to Zara, who's the new girl. If you don't mind, I think she looks a bit like Kelly Brook. Very pretty, but doesn't really matter anyway. Alex has found a lady, Ellie.
Right, okay, he's the NHS.
He is the whole NHS. they had a kiss last night, but I just don't think her heart's in it. I really want...
Do you think she's seen the opportunity?
Yeah, I think, oh, God, I think she's like, oh, he's single, like, he's nice, but I just he needs someone else.
You've got 20 seconds.
I know, oh, my God, what's this? I've made a note and I can't, Jack's accents. Jack and his accent impressions. I feel like we're spirit animals.
Oh, I actually watched Danny, the video you reposted on Twitter.
He is my favourite person, and I've got 7 seconds. Lauren Wes... Ooh, gonna see how that one pans out. Like, friends of me, I can't read my own handwriting. I'll but that's
you,
it. That's
oh,
all
okay.
Got.
I was gonna give you 10 more seconds to read your handwriting.
It looks like I've written dragging.
Dragging episode.
Dragging episode. Does that make sense to anybody?
Okay, your time is now up.
No. Okay.
That was good.
I feel like
this can stay for the summer.
This can stay.
Yeah, because a minute's fine.
Oh, well, that was my contribution to Teletalk.
I was going to say, I would quite like to talk about Love Island, as in, I feel like lots of people are talking about it in a positive way, as in, like, what Adam's doing, for example. I've seen, like, loads of stuff on Twitter about people saying, you know, kind of warning people against that type of boy, or, like, we've all had our own Adam, like... I'm not watching it, but I'm still, like, looking at the tweets and things.
I think, or despite the amount of negative kind of images it can promote, and I'm definitely understood with all of them, I do think there are things that actually does kind of make you, like... It changes your perspective on things, and it kind of can say, like, hey, that's not good. You can be, like, you can look like Adam, which is not my type anyway.
Yeah, not my type.
You can still
NHS is my type. Well, not my type, but if I was on the island. That's why I call him NHS.
Alex.
Yeah.
But I've not watched anything else. I'm going to see Ocean's 8 tomorrow.
You're going to the cinema.
But I'll tell you about that next week.
I don't know what I'm going to watch, because where do you go after Queer Eye? Where do you go after Queer Eye? Like, I don't know.
Normally, I'd watch Gogglebox to kind of find out what else is good.
Oh, I watched Gogglebox, but it was while the football was on. So it was actually a rerun of Gogglebox that me and my mum had already seen, but we sat and watched it anyway.
I started doing that this week, and I was like, oh, I've definitely seen this. But it was one where, what's the couple called? There's lots of couples. Oh, Giles and Mary.
What do they call each other? We've said this before.
Oh, not Bitty. Oh,
Nutty.
Bitty.
Yeah.
Bitty.
So Giles and Mary, I keep saying Bitty now, Nutty.
And I can't remember, I've literally lost my train of thought, but they were... Oh, do you remember what they were talking about, Joe?
This is where we would ask...
When we were watching... This is where we'd Google it. Joe's going to act as Google. When we watched Gogglebox this week and Giles and Mary were re-watching... One born every minute faints.
Yeah. I had to switch it off again because I'd already seen that episode and I was like, I'm not watching a rerun of Gogglebox with a rerun of
One born every minute with the man fainting.
Yeah, I mean, he really needs to man up. That is not the kind of man that you need in labour. It's not helpful for that oxytocin release.
Oh, Big word. Okay, so that is my contribution, which I feel was a bit lame this week. I'm going to make more of an effort.
I liked the minute. I thought you did really well.
Thanks. I feel like it could be a bit beefier next time, but that was my first time I've been properly timed, so I don't think I did terribly.
No, I liked it. I've not watched anything else because 8 hours of Queer Eye. I've told you, we've already started watching Glow again. That's still happening.
That's what I need to watch. My dad told me. He was like, Kate Nash is on the telly talking about her programme. My dad does not sound like that.
He does do a mean Paddington Bear impression.
He does a brilliant Paddington. These are things that people find out about my dad before they meet him. Like, oh, yeah, Daryl does a great Paddington.
Daryl's been a hit on Instagram this week, hasn't he?
Or as
my friends now call him, Fit Daryl.
Oh, my God. He's going to love this. And he will listen back to this. He's always... couple of episodes behind everyone, but he's gonna love that. But he was like, people have been saying your dad was quite fit.
To put this into context, Liv put a picture of her and her dad up on Father's Day, and like of Daryl back in the day.
This reminded me what I did this week. It was Father's Day. I went to Taste of London Festival.
Oh, how was that?
Really nice, actually.
my issue with going to anything with the general public involved and food is queues.
There was a lot of queues, but I did get to try bao, which I'd never tried.
Oh, is that there? The steamed pork bun?
Yeah, they said like
steamed. I'm doing this, stroking my chin.
Steamed buns, and although I will say, like, it was quite pricey. Like, they had lots of stalls, there were lots of restaurants in London which you can get to try, and they have like a very tiny menu, about four things. Was quite pricey. Like, so each plate was maybe like £7. So it was like less than a main, but they were still like taster size. So you do think you're not spending a lot of money, and then suddenly you've got like five things, and you're like,
Yeah, I came with like £60 and I've got £4 left.
Yeah, it was good though. I bought some guacamole, like from a nice like homemade-y place.
That reminds me of when I'm going to Whole Foods and they have the pot of guacamole in the ice. And then there's like hand-roasted chips. And if you bought the lot, it'd be like £15. Oh. But it looks like the best £15
you've
ever spent.
We always do that when we go to, when we've been to New York, we go to Whole Foods and we're like, wow, it's like such a treat.
Yeah, but £15 on chips and guacamole.
I know.
Wag's finger.
I mean, one day.
Well, let's move on. She wants to introduce shopping.
So let's move on to the next thing, which is shopping.
Got my notes.
Got a note. So what have you been buying?
I've been buying shoes mainly.
Oh, do I know about these shoes?
Maybe. What shoes?
Is it the office shoes?
Oh, I did like an office. I bought three pairs of shoes this week.
This wasn't even including the office shoes.
No, these are all from office.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I bought Converse. I've been trying to find a rain shoe. Now, bear with me, which aren't technically a rain shoe, but I feel like you go from boots in the winter to sandals in the summer, and Lincoln seems to just have like cloud, and then every now and again a bit of sun, and then a lot of rain. So I've been trying to, in Kent, because Kent is the garden of England and it's beautiful, I would wear my sandals out in the rain, like I wasn't bothered, but Lincoln's got more rain than Kent, so I feel, anyway.
You're outside the M25.
Yeah, welcome to the inside of my mind. So then I was like trying to find a rain shoe that was, like, you don't want to put socks on. I mean, I know you do with a Converse.
I've made
the wrong decision. Anyway, so then I thought I wanted Vans, but I feel like there's too many different styles of Vans, and every time I find a style I like...
Are you going to go for the checkerboard ones, the slide-ons, like James and Busted?
I wanted those when I was a Foo Fighters fan. Well, I am a Foo Fighters fan, but back in the day.
I can imagine them with this dress.
They look really good. So anyway, I've been trying to buy Vans for ages, but like nothing's really felt right. Yeah, this is how much I think about shoes. And then I remembered that I used to wear Converse because of the strokes back in the day, and it was maybe time to get a new pair of Converse.
What colour did you go for?
Jack described them as yellowy.
Oh, I know, because I saw a picture and I was like, oh, they're a bit like these. But
they're cream.
Yeah.
But he calls it like yoghurt yellow.
A butter, a suggestion of yellow.
Yeah, I was like, they're not yellowy, Jack, they're cream. So I got those, and then there was a pair in the sale that were like blush pink.
Mm.
So they were £30, so I got two pairs of Converse.
Ooh.
And
that was you warming up and flexing the shoe shopping muscle.
Yeah, well, then I got a bit excited, because once I'm on office and I'm like bedded in for the night, you know, I've been solo parenting. So I've watched Queer Eye, so there's a lot of scrolling on websites. So then office do the best selection of midi heels.
Oh, I don't know, because I bought them after I saw you have
them.
Did
you buy them? What colour?
White.
Okay. Oh, I can't, what are they, like a four strap?
A four strap sandal, retro sandal.
I think the heel is over my like normal heel height of 2 inches. I think it's a 3 inch.
Yeah.
It's more of an occasion heel than an everyday heel.
I wore it as an everyday heel, but I did feel slightly overdressed. I thought, oh, I could look like...
Oh, how long did you wear them for?
All day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And they didn't pinch?
No, I mean, I've got a slight toe blister, hence why my feet are concealed today.
Oh, I can't see your toe blister. So I bought those. I did buy them in lilac, but you told me to send them back, so I did.
Yeah, no, I thought they were very nice, but actually you'd wear them as well. But they're great. We're going to pop a little picture on... If you're listening on Acast, you can see pictures.
Which I actually did this week. Well, I actually uploaded
them. Yeah, so we should have bought them to illustrate, but...
What have you been buying?
Well, apart from Betty Made Me Do It shoes, I have... Well, I'll tell you about an exciting thing I went to, which I didn't buy anything from, but I'm very tempted, is the Florence Welch for Liberty.
I feel like you're going to need a minute of the podcast just for Florence.
Oh, it was... So she's collaborated with Liberty, and she's gone through their archives, all the beautiful...
Oh, did she? Did she go archive browsing?
She went archive browsing.
If Liberty are listening, we'd like to go archive browsing.
In the Fringe of It collection of anything, we'll release anything.
With the guys from Queer Eye. Thanks.
Don't push it.
All right.
but they're like, it's an archive collection of like dressing gowns, slip dressy 90s, two-piece pyjama sets. It's dreamy. It's so beautiful. And they've got like special labels that say Florence with all stars. And
she knows what she's doing.
She's got great taste. But I went to see that in Liberty and the collection is gorgeous. There's some eye masks as well. But it's just the most gorgeous collection. It's not cheap.
Yeah, but...
As you wouldn't imagine, but I feel like...
You know what I'm going to say? Price per wear.
I mean, I would wear them...
You're wearing those every night.
And I feel like you could wear it out. You could wear it out. Like,
yeah,
like
I did
shirts.
See that.
You could wear with jeans and...
You're a French tuck. That's a queer eye.
A joke. French tuck?
Yeah. Tan from Queer Eye. So if you just tuck in the front of your shirt, that's French tuck.
Oh, I do lots of French tucks.
There
I didn't
we go.
Even
you French tuck that shirt.
Oh, I'm going to French tuck it. Okay, so maybe I will buy it just so I can French tuck it. But no, it's such a gorgeous collection. So I think it's out now, but I'm still pondering. I was like, oh, maybe I could get the dress.
If you're still thinking about it, this is my new kind of...
No, it's because it's quite expensive. That's
oh, right,
why.
Okay. No, I know, but like you've kind of thought, shall I? And
oh,
you're
so
still
now
thinking
I can.
About it.
So now
yeah.
I can.
Yeah, if you've been thinking about it for more than like a week.
I mean, I did only hear about 3 days ago.
Okay, give it 4 more days.
Oh, okay, well, I'll feedback next time. But I really like the dressing gown. I want it to be a wedding. I think it could be a wedding dressing gown. But it's silky. I think dressing gown should be fluffy.
No.
This was
no.
From, this
was I from, hate fluffy dressing gowns.
Is that what
sorry,
you...
Sorry.
That's why you left your fluffy one at my house.
No. Okay, I like a silky dressing gown or a cotton dressing gown, like a thin one.
Mm.
I don't... Are you one of those people? Are you turn
like
up at the door?
I like to look like the Michelin man in a dressing
yeah.
gown. I like to not
then,
be
like,
able to move.
Got the arms like really rolled up and like you kind of go to the door
like,
and you're like,
going,
oh, I didn't think
like,
that was you.
I'm getting my blood pressure taken. I want it to be that
time. who's a fluffy dressing gown wearer in this room?
You're
oh,
correct.
See, I knew I was going to offend everyone, but is anybody a silky cotton...
Okay.
There's four of us.
Okay.
But, we are in the minority.
Yeah, you're the minority.
Marks and Spencer's got a cracking cotton like embroidery a dressing gown at the moment. But
maybe
really
that's
thin.
A good alternative.
Yeah, I get... What annoys me about a fluffy one is I feel like I'm restricted. Like, I feel like I can't move my arms.
My mum's like that. She likes to feel free in a dressing gown.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I like to feel... like sometimes I sleep in them.
Oh, no.
I know.
The more I get to know you, I'm like,
I get really cold in bed. I'm a joy
oh,
to sleep next to.
I can't think of anything worse than sleeping in a fluffy dressing gown.
It's like sleeping next to an actual heater because I'm just sitting there radiating.
Oh,
warm.
No. I have to rethink this friendship.
Well,
every week.
And we've shared a bed. You know nothing.
You've not watched Harry Potter. You sleep in fluffy dressing gowns.
Well, you're the one that doesn't like a roast dinner. But yeah, anyway. And have you bought anything else?
No, I haven't. But can we talk about Free People?
I was going to say, like, I want to talk about the dress I'm wearing.
So
I feel very cool.
Yeah, so unfortunately, we were forced to wear Free People tonight. I mean, it was optional. But I just want to talk about Free People in general because I have loads of their clothes and I've been a
fan. You've got lots of this dress in particular.
So the dress that I'm wearing is the Fable dress, which isn't, sadly, in the shop. But it's but lots of it online, and it comes in different colours. But what I like about Free People is they have dresses that they have every season, but they bring it out in new colours. So this dress that I have on, to paint a picture for the podcast listeners, it's 3/4 length sleeves. I'm so bad at describing clothes. It's a maxi, isn't it?
It's like, it's the good side of maxi, so it's full length, but I feel like it comes just above the ankle. So
yeah.
Like if you're wearing a sandal, it wouldn't be like... dragging.
And then just lots of like lovely embroidery. I'm put a picture on ACAS.
Yeah,
that's my excuse now.
It's really, it's very billowy and lovely.
But this colour is called Antique, what is this colour called? Antique Rose. And then I have it in blue and I have it in black and I've got my eye on it in ginger. But I wear them all the time, like to weddings, like nice days
out.
It's a
good multifunctional dress, I think. You could wear it with trainers or your Vans.
But what's good about it is you get a good circulation of air.
Oh, Charlotte likes a good, as we know.
But, you know, in the summer, like, sometimes I want to have my arms covered up because I get prickly heat and heat rash, so I don't always want to have my arms out.
Well ventilated.
Yeah, but it's well ventilated. I don't feel like like I'm hot and the fabric's really like loose and free.
I've not got a Fable dress yet. I feel like I'm leaning.
You should get a Fable.
Oh.
Yeah, she suits everybody and like it's a Free People classic.
I think it's just a good one. It's like a nice, I thought it's a really effortless dress, but it looks quite pulled together.
Well, me and Mum were chatting about this because I have the dress that you have on. We'll talk about that in a second, but I've got that in black and I got dressed the other day, didn't even put a bra on, chucked it on, was dressed in like 4 seconds.
I feel like Free People are very good at that. They're very good at bringing out clothes that make you look like you put effort in, but also like in a way that's like, oh yeah, I just threw this on, like I'm really cool and
yeah, I'm really
don't
boho
have to think about
and,
these things. Yeah. And even though you're like agonising over what to wear, you're like, oh, I just threw this on. It was at the end of my bed with my like canvases and paintbrushes. Like it was just there. And that I think that's a cool thing.
Yeah, I don't know what your dress is called. I like to
it's
know all
called
the names.
Taking a Chance midi.
There we go.
Ooh, I really love it. I think it's I saw it.
And again, this comes in like 4 different colours.
This
as well.
Comes in black.
I have it in black.
I can't remember the other colours it comes in. I'm sure it's a beautiful.
I can't remember everything.
Selection. But it's kind of like it's almost like an apron style. It's
oh,
got
yeah.
like kind of like floaty sleeves, short sleeves, and it ties up at the back. It's got a very open back. I feel like I should really utilise the spinning spinning stool for this. Yeah, it's like that. And
please don't take down the back behind us.
That wouldn't be good. But it's a midi, but on the very long side of midi. And it's just a really nice white. And it's quite sheer. The white's quite sheer. I think the black's a lot darker. So it's a nude underwear dress. But,
oh, yeah, definitely.
But it's just, I think it's really lovely. I've had a few compliments on it today, which...
Oh, I had it on yesterday and somebody came up to me and was like, you look gorgeous. And I was like, to Jack all the way home, I was like, I look gorgeous. Because he hadn't told me that day. And I was like, see, people on the street think I'm lovely. I think my period might be due.
I bet you did look gorgeous.
I did. But my other favourite dress is hanging up over there. Is that the getaway midi, that one? Yeah.
It's that, and it's over there in yellow
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, it's in like a million colours. So that one is a bit booby.
I mean, it's...
So it's got a tie at the front and it kind of like covers your boobs and then it ties and then it's got like a little gap. And then it just goes...
A suggestion
full,
of boobs.
Yeah, a suggestion of the breast. I think if you were bigger chested though, I don't know if you could... Because I'm... holding my boobs
I've
here.
I've got a very modest chest.
Yeah, mine are. I don't actually know what size mine are after pregnancy, but they're bigger than they used to be.
But so, I think it looked really lovely when you tried it on.
And then my other favourite dress in here is the Can't Help Myself midi.
I love the names. Who names them?
I know. Is that someone's like full time job just naming dresses? Because I could definitely get on board with that.
I
yeah.
really love that.
But what normally Free People shoot their stuff amazingly online, but this one I don't. Want to say it because I don't want people to go and buy it because it's so nice, but in the flesh, like sometimes you just need to see things in the flesh.
Yeah.
And one last thing that I'm going to say about Free People is I'm a size kind of 16 and people are always surprised that their clothes fit a size 16, but I would say they fit bigger than a 16 as well. You just need to know kind of what to. Like, once you get to know the brand, I kind of know what's going to fit me and what doesn't.
Yeah.
And I think the review section is very helpful.
We spoke about reviews before because we were saying how useful it is having that. And I think it's, even if it's not, like, loads of great reviews, it still kind of makes you think, actually, I do want to give that a go.
Well, I read a negative review and it said, too big, like, comes up big. Well, for me, that's really helpful because I'd rather something come up big than come up too small, whereas you're more petite, so if somebody was like, well, this is, you know, I have to size up, you're like, well, great, that's...
I'm glad you told me.
Yeah, but my friend works in e-commerce, and she said that any review is better than no review because at least you can, like, you know what body shape you are, and that review is quite helpful, unless it's like, all the sequins fell off in 4 minutes. Not a great review.
Unless that's what you're after.
Well, yeah, maybe it's a showpiece. Ta-da!
Everything fell off.
Here's my nipples.
I mean.
But, so I just wanted to... They didn't ask us to do that, but I just like to talk about the brand because it's really nice.
I think we're both very excited to be here. So
yeah, we're very excited. And so is Next Door.
I know, that's why we didn't... This music wasn't planned, but... I think it's song break.
Yeah,
let's take advantage of the song break. So, shall we introduce today's topic?
Yeah, do you want to introduce it?
I can introduce. Let me open my notebook. So,
hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Today, I did a blog post this week about lessons I've learned in the last year. And it's never not really something I've done before, but I think, like, is it Kylie Jenner said last year, or the year before was the year that she realised things. And I was like, wow, so profound, so moving. Maybe I'll try that.
I'm going to get that on a T-shirt. I mean, somebody probably has on the internet somewhere.
I'll find it for you.
So in a nutshell, this week's topic is life lessons.
Life lessons. So I feel like in life, there's lots of things that you'll carry around with you that you've been told either by your mum or your grandparents or your sister or whoever. And they're just things that come up time and time again, like, I don't know, the first thing I thought of was like, do what you love, do what makes you happy. But things like that perhaps seem a bit surface level, but actually you can take quite a lot from. Mm. And I thought it would be quite interesting, especially because we've got a crowd with us today, to talk about some of the things that we've learned in life that perhaps in the last year or more recently have become things that we've got a lot of takeaway value from.
Yeah.
And I feel like, especially since I met you, I've learned a lot of life lessons. Like, you constantly, you've taught me so much, but you always tell me things, or little quotes or snippets, I'm like, God, that's really useful. And like, one of the first...
I'm glad that I'm useful.
Yeah, you're such a useful friend to me.
Very sweaty, I just touched you, sorry. Very warm here.
But I think one of the first things you ever said to me was like, things are always working out for me.
Yes.
And I love that, and I know we've mentioned it before in an earlier podcast episode.
It's true.
But I feel like there's so many things that I've been told, and there's four things I've written down. But I just really wanted to talk about them and ask you about yours, and hopefully if anyone else wants to contribute, ask them about theirs, because I feel like we could all take a little something away from that.
Yeah, definitely. Things are always working out for me, I'm always using. That's one of my affirmation cards. But my favourite quote that I got told, by one of my uncles, who isn't my uncle, sadly no longer with us. So I have a lot of honorary aunties and uncles because my mum's an only child. So I have like 50 aunties, and everyone's like, is that your mum's side or your dad's side? And I'm like, oh, here we go. So I had the most amazing uncles called Uncle Tony and Uncle Michael. And they, sadly, Uncle Michael died this year, and Uncle Tony died in quite a fabulous fashion, actually. He stood up and just kind of, I hope this isn't upsetting for anybody, but like dropped dead in a restaurant in Mallorca where they lived. But what was great was they were obviously gay, and they were openly gay from the 60s, and there was lots of struggles. Like, they used to go to gay clubs, and they used to get raided. And I was going to say get rioted by the police, but that's not the right phrase. And they used to get raided by the police. So, you know, and then when it became legal to get married, they got married, but more so for legal reasons than anything else, because they weren't each other's next of kin. But yeah, anyway, Uncle Tony had two funerals, and if you knew him, he was very flamboyant, so I don't know many people that have two funerals.
I mean, that's
he had one in Mallorca and one in this country, and we used to go and house sit for them. They used to go to Mallorca a lot, because my Uncle Michael, ironically, was the one who was ill, had a bad heart. We used to go look after their house, and it was kind of like House of Hackney before House of Hackney was even a thing. There was like pelmets and drapes and curtains and antiques.
Oh my God,
and
amazing.
It was just, so we used to go and stay at their house, even though we had our own house just up the road, but their house was way more fabulous than ours. So we were like, yeah, this is our house. But the one thing that he always said was, life's not a dress rehearsal, and he meant that in every sense of the word. And because I kind of did drama when I was younger, like, you know, we used to do quite a lot of dress rehearsals. But I think when people say to me, you know, why, how do you get the confidence to wear what you wear, or sometimes find your own style? And life's not a dress rehearsal. Like, you're not going to get... So I'm always, like, overdressed rather than underdressed.
I really like that.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the thing you hear. But again, it's one of those things you hear again and again. But actually, when you really think about it,
yeah.
Do it once.
Yeah, so it's like, but what I think's nice is that it's about what you wear, but it's also about what you do as well. Like, you're not going to get a second chance to do it.
That's the thing. Like, even when it's silly things, like trivial things, when Joe and I are taking photos, I'll be like, well, we're never going to see these people again.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. I remember reading that on your blog, and you gave tips for taking pictures in public, and you were like, but those... And I, even now, I'm like, well, Liv said I'm not going to see them again.
Well, you won't see these people again. If they're looking, they're like, you know, it's a very small drop into their day, and they'll forget about it.
Yeah, totally.
And I just think, well, it's more of an impact to you. You want to enjoy it. You might as well enjoy it, because no one else is going to care.
I did like that piece of advice on your blog. But yeah, that's my big one. And I'm just about to get it on a bangle, just because I really like it, just to give me a reminder.
Really like that. Oh, where can you get that done?
Hang on, memory, engaged. at Posh Totty.
I love Posh Totty.
Yeah. What's one of yours?
So I feel like I've got...
I have more.
Oh, okay.
We can tennis.
We'll do lesson tennis. Okay, so the first one is actually something I'd written down in a notebook. And I'd forgotten about this until this week. And it was one of those weird ones that I was flicking through this notebook. I've got so many notebooks. It was by chance. And I came across it, and I'd obviously read it somewhere, which I can't remember, and I'd written it down. I thought, God, that's accurate.
Well done, me.
And it was very timely for the week I'd been having. It said, if you spend a lot of time agonising over someone's attention, they're not treating you right.
Oh.
And I felt like, isn't that true? Because I was talking to my mum, and I think she's been talking about friendships and things. And
that's the first time I've heard that. Sorry, I feel like...
But isn't it true?
You've moved me.
And I feel like it's always the people or the friends that you're talking a lot, saying, oh, so-and-so's not texted me back, or so-and-so's not messaged me back. And I'm like, they're the people that aren't doing the right thing. Because you never say it about your best friends. I never say to Joe, oh, Sean, that's been the show. Because I'm like, because you're doing it.
I'm folding my arms very seriously.
I know, but I was just like, it was felt so apt when I came across it. And I was like, the more you agonise over someone, the more you know that it's not worth it.
Where did you get that from?
I've no idea. In my handy notebook.
You just wrote it down?
I think I must have read it somewhere. Because I feel like I read things in articles and I'm like, right, that's good. I like that.
Noted.
Because I forget things, so I have to write everything.
Oh God, don't
write everything in paper. But I was like, I didn't know whether it was like the time and place that I had one of those weeks where, do you know when you're just like trying to get hold of people and it feels like no one's really bothering, you feel a bit rubbish. And I read that and I was like,
and you felt good.
Yeah, and then I think like almost going back to our friendship episode and kind of think, actually I've talked to the people that are there for me all the time. And it leads on to my next one.
Oh, go on.
Which is like my mum always says. Mm. And again, it's one of those really simple ones which she always says, just care about those that care about you.
Oh, nice.
And
yes,
it's
Sarah.
So simple, but I think that's something that I just think you can spend so much time.
Yeah, that's so linked to the first
it's
one.
It's so connected. Yeah. And it's like you can spend so much time like worrying about the people that are kind of flaky or a bit absent from you, opposed to just looking at the people that are in your direct line of vision who really care. And I think that's something that I really have learned in the last year or so.
Look at my hand on chin. I'm cut. What's next?
Oh, I mean, I've got two more, but I feel like you need to.
No, I want to know yours. I'm into it.
Okay, so the next one is still kind of connected. The last one isn't connected, so I'll save that after. And the next one is one that I read on my friend Lucy's blog, and I feel like I did mention this before, so pardon the repetition, but it's, before you hold up a magnifying glass, hold up a mirror.
Yeah.
And I love that so much, and I feel like, especially this week, there's been a few things going on. I think sometimes it's so important to look at your own behaviour before you start looking at other people's or analysing other people's lives. It's so important to be like, actually, no one's perfect.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that I always have to remind myself.
I loved that one when you told me that one before.
Oh, it's such a good meat. It's not even meaty, but I feel like it's something we all take away from when you're like, everyone can be a bit judgmental, even if it's unintentionally, but I actually think when you look at yourself first, you're like, oh, well, I'm not perfect. I'm a bit And it's like, oh.
Oh, I can't wait to hear everyone else's nuggets. Oh. This is, I feel like I'm growing as a person.
You've sat up straight.
Yeah, my other one, I asked Mum what was hers, because I don't remember any nuggets. Like, obviously, I hope she's done quite well. I feel like I'm a decent, well-rounded human. And she has always just said, like, treat those as you would wish to be treated, which is why I've got such a problem with negativity on the internet. Like, I'm quite happy with constructive criticism, but what I'm not happy with, I feel like people use the internet as a veil to, like be nastier than they would be in real life.
100%.
Like, sometimes if you've got nothing nice to say, like, don't say anything at all. But people are entitled to their opinion, and I'm not saying...
But have a moan offline. Go and, like, just...
Like, do you really need to be a keyboard warrior about certain things? Mm. So that's just one thing, and then tying into that, you cannot please all of the people all of the time.
Yeah.
And if you try, you're going to be bloody exhausted.
That's like someone actually tweeted me yesterday saying, you'd rather be do a little of something than a lot of nothing.
Yeah.
And it's so true.
I think we were talking about this, but like going back to, I'm done with this now. That's my phone,
I've
sorry.
Got one more thing.
But going back to, you cannot please all of the people all of the time, and I've spoken to you about this on the way here, and I know I bang on about Tara Moore all the time, but she has a chapter in her book about unhooking from praise and criticism.
Yeah.
And I think as humans, or women in particular, it's really important, because I live for a compliment.
Oh.
But actually, if I have this kind of like windshield where like the compliments bounce off, but also then the insults bounce off, or like the negative comments bounce off, because like I should be a kind of well-rounded, strong enough person without the need for like praise and criticism. It's still something, yeah, I'm working on, and I only heard about it last year, and I was like, oh.
I feel like I could take a lot of note from that, because yeah, I feel like I'm so affected by every comment.
Yeah.
Like, when someone says something nice, I'm just like, oh, roll out the red carpet. And then if someone says something nasty, I'm just like, I'm just going to sit on the end of my bed and just wallow in self-pity. Like, where's my violin?
Yeah, whereas like we should almost have like a little, I can only do it in Harry Potter terms, but like a little kind of
cloak.
Yeah, and that we should almost be strong enough, like, not to need. And you do need like to be uplifted by your friends, and you know, I don't.
You
think
need an occasional appraisal. I think that's
occasional appraisal. Yeah, and you know, and I do think on Queer Eye they did this thing. Any excuse, but they I can't remember which episode it was, but they said we don't say enough nice things about people while they're alive. Like, funerals are great.
Yeah.
Didn't realise I was going to talk about funerals so much this episode, but you know, funerals are amazing and people say really nice things, but actually we don't say enough nice things about people in real life.
Yeah.
So whilst I'm kind of suggesting we should maybe like try and unhook from praise and criticism, at the same time, like, message your friends, like, message your family and be like, yeah, oh, by the way, you're amazing.
I think it's so true, and I think me and Joe talk about this. I said, like, I had one of those bit rubbishy weeks where I've not felt great, and like Joe told me something recently. He said a few people had said something really nice about my work ethic or something like that, and I was like, oh, that's really cool, but I've never have known. And
yeah,
not that you expect to be like praised, but I think when you're doing something that is quite isolating and you're working on your own, you don't have those appraisals, and sometimes, yeah, you just think you're pottering around.
And I said, like, with you, and this is kind of going off topic, but like, you do such a high standard of work that people just kind of expect it. They're like, oh, that's Liv, she does great stuff.
Oh,
but nobody stops and goes, oh, by the way, you're doing great stuff.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, well.
Let me know, what's number four?
Okay, so number four is one I actually discovered this week, and I think it might have been in one of the articles on The Pool, which was actually maybe important lessons from amazing women or something like that, which I thought, oh, I'll pull that for this.
Oh, is that thing, a new book?
No, that Stylist did a book about life lessons from great women, which is also a great book if you want more lessons, if this just didn't fulfil your lesson criteria of the week. And this was a quote that I read, and I was like, I really love that, and it's called What's For You Won't Pass By You.
I'm sorry, I was sipping on a lemonade bottle.
I heard that and it made a bit of a noise. I did think that. I was like, oh, how unprofessional.
Yeah, and I actually didn't hear the quote after. Can you repeat?
Like a bored, like, pupil in a school. Okay. Are you quite finished?
No, yeah, I'm
just
done.
Should we use it as like an instrument in a minute? Like,
go on, what was your last one?
Okay, so my last one is What's For You Won't Pass By.
Oh, yeah, I love this one. No, I really do, because it's... Sorry, I do, because in life it's like you... Like, especially on the internet, it's like, oh, look at what they're doing, look at that opportunity.
And there's such a, I think, I don't know, light shone on the now and the now, and doing it now and doing it quickly,
yeah,
and doing it before you're 30, doing it before you're 40. Like, there's such an emphasis on that. I think there's such a lot of pressure, and I feel like there's a few things I'm working on at the moment which haven't really gone to plan. And it's almost thinking, like, that could happen. Like, and sometimes I think of things in, like, an autobiography term, which sounds really, like, ridiculous and pretentious. But sometimes you think, like, when you read about different people in different careers, you think they'll be like, oh, well, yeah, like we were saying earlier, I didn't release a film for 12 years, we were working on it for ages, and it took... And you think, like, this, I could look back and be like, oh, that thing didn't work out for years, and now it's happened, and I just...
Do you know where that quote's from? It's one of my favourites.
I don't, but someone's...
We'll hopefully find out.
I feel
out.
Like it's one of those ones that a lot of people say, because someone, yeah, messaged me and was like, oh, my nan always tells me that, and I was like, oh, that's cool, never heard it before. But I feel like it's such a nice one to remember, that what is for you won't pass by you, and it can come back around. And you know, if you've not done it yet, doesn't mean it's never going to happen, and don't rule it out because it might not be your time. There's so many things in life that have happened to me in perhaps not the order I expected them to happen.
Yeah.
That, like, I didn't get this that job because that job came through and it's better and it worked well. And I don't know, I think there is such an emphasis on doing things now and being a girl boss and, you know.
As one door closes, another one always opens.
Yeah. Have you got any more life lessons?
No, I'm done. I'm going to ask, hopefully.
Hopefully. The floor.
Has anybody got any lessons that have been passed on to them by any...
I was going to say any profanities, but I meant profound things.
Or if you've got any swear words that, you know, that would be great.
I think I'll go for your bum. I'm just trying to swivel myself.
I know, it's really difficult on our Westlife stalls.
My stalls kick...
What's your name?
Abby.
Okay, Abby's got one. Okay, I'm gonna repeat that. So Abby in the audience, who has just bought a Free People dress, by the way, and is now wearing it.
She looks radiant.
But she said when Alice went to Wonderland, she had to fall first, and that's so
true. I love that.
Do you know, I was supposed to do something and I haven't done it.
God, Charlotte.
This has got a point, just bear with me. So I have this, it's like a rainbow of emotions, and somebody probably invented it and I need to credit them, but I'm going to put it in the Facebook group. And basically it's about all the kind of negative emotions you go to reach the higher emotions. So almost like sometimes, yeah, you have to go through the crap to get to the good stuff.
Yeah.
So like the hard work and the slog or the emotional work, you know, what I was saying about like inner acceptance and things like that. Sometimes you have to look at yourself like with a mirror and like do the work and kind of unpick that.
And it makes you appreciate, I think, the end result a lot more when you've had to like had so many setbacks and things, and you actually get to where you want to be and you're like, oh God, it feels good. Whereas I think when you're handed things, actually it's a bit like, oh.
Sometimes when things come too easily, you don't appreciate them.
Love that one. That's a very good one.
Has anyone got any more? So Joanne said there are no such thing as good or bad emotions, just comfortable and uncomfortable ones, which I like.
I really like that.
So that, yeah, it kind of ties into that. So yeah, I think that's... And also, we did an episode. It was kind of like... Was it... Oh, I've forgotten it. We did an episode and we kind of talked about kind of what we do when we're, like, disappointed and things. So, like, sometimes you have to lean into those emotions, but you just have to give yourself a period of time to lean into those emotions. So you're like, I feel, like, irritated, upset.
And, it's knowing when to actually, like, take away from that and actually move along and then start using those things as like more productive and using them. And I don't know, it feels really complicated with emotions in that way, but it is so true, because you can let them literally take over everything, like, and let them say, well, I'm never going to do that thing again, I'm just useless. But actually taking it and putting it in a way that's like, oh, I felt uncomfortable doing that, but I can utilize that and make it something positive.
Yeah, definitely. I think because I've been looking into a bit of like how to like bring up a small human. Help.
I've been doing a bit of research.
But I was like, you know, like she's gonna already, she's one and she's got like emotions, whereas before she was just like happy, hungry, done a poo, help. Whereas already
we're all
she's
a
got,
bit like that.
Yeah, I mean, at a basic level we really are. But I was looking into it, and like something for later on is like teach children that, yeah, all emotions are okay. Like it's okay to feel frustrated or angry or upset, and as humans we have a whole spectrum of emotions. So I think that's a great one.
I love that. That's good.
Thank you. Anybody got any more? Oh, we're off.
Oh,
I like
I love
one.
That.
What was your name, sorry?
Hannah.
So,
oh.
You can repeat this one.
Okay, so Hannah on the front row has just been saying, why do I say it like I'm passing it back to her? Hannah's just told
because
us something.
Because you don't want to get it wrong.
I know.
And the likelihood of us repeating something correctly is...
very minimal.
Yeah.
But I love this because I love things that have gone from like your nan to your mum to you. And it's... when you feel like you're doing something out of your comfort zone, chin up, shoulders back, and best foot forward. And, oh, I love that. That's like, it's timeless.
Yeah, the amount of times, especially because I've moved again, and I was reading an article, because I've been a bit sad, but not, like, too sad. But anyway, once I'd, like, scrolled the whole of the internet shopping, which I think I had done, but I did. There was a really nice research on psychologists about saying why you feel down after you've moved. And it was just saying because you've like uprooted your life and you've, you know, the friends that you kind of knew around the corner, and everything's new and everything's changing. But the one thing you want to do is kind of retreat, and that's the one thing you shouldn't do, like nesting. It's not always good for you. So I think what you're saying about, you know, get out there, and I feel like I've very much been doing that this week.
Yeah, it's so true, isn't it? Because I think that takes a lot of courage, actually being like, no, I'm poised and ready. I can do it. I'm confident. And I always kind of go with that, with like faking it till you make it as well. Just gonna put myself out there.
Like, how many people felt a bit nervous about coming tonight? Because there was a couple of single people. But you know me.
Yeah, I know. But I always just get a bit like.
Yeah, but you all like, you know, put your big girl pants on, which I love that phrase as well. Some days that's what I need, like, put your big girl pants on.
Yeah, and just
get on with it.
What's the worst that can happen?
Well, I mean, some days a lot.
But, I mean,
We'll do two more. I think there was two more hands up. So Ellie said, which is a RuPaul quote, "If you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love someone else?" Which is so true. And I've got so much to say about this, but I feel like when I was younger and like had a few crappy boyfriends, like I was searching for validation from them or friends again. Yeah. But it is kind of like,
it's when you can
that.
Become more confident that you can like think, actually, do you know, I'm worth more than that, or I feel like I deserve this, I feel like I'm worthy of a relationship. I don't need someone to say to you, "Oh, you look lovely," because I'm like, yeah.
I look gorgeous.
Or like, I don't know, you can take that on board, but again, like you said, with almost having that kind of shield, yeah. Where it just, you think, oh, that's nice, but it doesn't,
it doesn't make
surface
up.
Level.
Yeah, definitely. I like that one. Last one, lot of pressure. Who's it going to be? Oh, Jessica. So Jessica's quote is from her dad, and it basically, you said it was quite simple, but quite effective. So the sun is shining and the birds are singing. So, you know, wherever you are in the world, it's kind of like, not really the same, but the same thing that jumped into my mind was, when you want a drink, it's always 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like,
unless you're in Lincoln, the clouds are clouding. And
yeah, no, the birds are always tweeting. But yeah, I think that's, you know, the world is always spinning. So whatever's happening, you know, hopefully.
There's always, I suppose, that quote says so many things.
Yeah.
There's always someone else feeling something similar wherever you are. There's always something else going on. It will pass.
Yeah. It's
tomorrow in Australia.
One more quote. "This too shall pass," which I just love for like, if you're doing something amazing, you can really savour it. You know, often I put my phone away to like really drink it up. And then also if you go through a really crappy time, for me, it really helped with a small child when like they're tiny and nobody knows what's happening, and you're up at 4 a.m. and you just want 2 hours sleep, and you're like, "This too shall pass."
Yeah.
So for the crappy stuff as well, I think that's one of my favourites.
It reminds me of the quote that's like, "If it's not okay, then it's not the end." Which I do like. I don't always think it's applicable for everything, because sometimes when Love Island ends, it ends.
Yeah, queer
eye. That's not okay.
R.I.P.
But you know, I feel like for a lot of things, you could be like, you know, yeah, it's gonna pass. It's not the end. You know, it's not the end of the world. I mean, that's like, that kind of feels like the end of a TV show.
So I think we'll wrap it up.
I know, I feel lighter.
Yeah.
Like, that's been like a therapy.
So, yeah, I feel inspired. And we've done our first live podcast.
Oh, we did it! Now we get to do the grand, like, stall stand-up, like the West Side.
I cannot get
take
off
a
the
lift.
Stall. I'm stuck to it.
You are so
hot.
Grounded by the
I
quotes.
I need some talcum powder.
To talc her out.
Get me out of here. We'll do our admin.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like, we'd love for you to rate us and review us on iTunes. It really helps other people find us. And if you're listening elsewhere, then thank you.
You can subscribe on Acast.
Yeah,
you can subscribe
just
on other
subscribe
things.
Wherever you, if you can subscribe, do
and
subscribe.
Share it with a friend.
Yeah, don't miss an episode. Also, head to the Facebook group, because it is a haven of activity. We've got ladies here who have come from the Facebook group, met on the Facebook group, so it's a really nice little community over there.
And that is www.facebook.com/groups/thefringeofit.
Yeah.
And we will
see you next week.
Yeah, I was going to say see you next week, but you won't be here next week, the rest of you. But if you want to come to our houses, and we can do this in the Liv's front room.
Yeah, I think we are planning an event in July.
Yeah, so keep your...
Stay tuned.
Ears peeled. I keep saying eyes, because you're here, but ears. Keep your ears peeled.
Keep your ears peeled, your eyes peeled.
But it'll be in the Facebook group before anywhere else.
Your throat peeled.
So thank you very much, and it's goodbye.
Goodbye!
Goodbye! Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.